producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I was just telling Manny the story. I was recently in a place where they had a pool. So I was going to go in the pool. So I had a bathing suit on, strangely enough, and ran into this person that I know vaguely, not terribly well. I know what his first name is, and he's kind of a neighbor. And he said, "Wow, that's an invitation to rape." And I think he probably meant it as vaguely flattering. And I said, that isn't really a very good thing to say. I said, that's not cute. That rape is always about power. It's never about sex. And he's probably never going to speak to me again. But there are times where you say something, and if you don't, then silence is consent. And the idea that somehow, and again, I don't think he meant it necessarily in the way I took it, but I don't think there's any sort of easy way to take the word rape. I don't think that it's...
That's just, wow.
Yeah, and I was... he was talking, there were two other men standing around at the same time, so there were three of them. And I don't know if he was showing off for them. I don't know if he was trying to be... I can't imagine that being viewed as a flattering comment. But clearly was not flattered, was not impressed by it. And I didn't yell at him, but I just was very clear. I said that rape is always about power. It's never about sex. And then I said, brought to you by women... This message is brought to you by women everywhere.
Well, so, and, I mean, you know, and you handled that obviously with a ton of, you know, class and grace, but, you know, not everybody, the thing of it is, too, you have to be careful who you say those type of things to, because not everybody is going to react with the same type of class and grace that you did. I mean, a lot of people will, you know, want to punch his lights out. I mean,
well, my concern would be that somebody wouldn't, that they'd say, oh, gee, yeah, I have been working out, that they would somehow give him the idea that that was an okay thing to say.
Right, yeah.
Let me, I will tell you one other story, which is, I will probably get myself in trouble, but it does seem to me somehow being in line to, thank you, first of all, for being offended on my behalf. I really appreciate that, because that we need, men are not the enemy. They never have been. And I think that sort of educating each other about what's important to each of us is part of how we communicate. We are all carbon-based, oxygen-breathing life forms. We are not from different planets. We just have different ways of being socialized. So thank you for that. But a bunch of years ago, I was at a fairly elegant restaurant in, well, I'll tell you, it was a River Cafe in New York, which is, I guess, a place where people used to go for, maybe I've told this, well, never mind, for kind of fancy occasions. And I had heard about it but never been there, and was there with some friends on Easter Sunday, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And they brought out an amuse-bouche, you know, one of the little sort of gifts from the chef, that was a hollowed-out eggshell that had creme fraiche, homemade granola, and something else in it. I don't remember what the other thing was, but it was clearly one of those labor-intensive issues, right? It was beautiful, and it was tasty, and our waiter came, and I said, who invented this? He never batted an eye, and he said, now remember, this is Easter Sunday, he said, Jesus, which was kind of funny. And about 15 minutes later, someone sat down at the table adjoining mine, which was maybe 3 or 4 feet away. Because quite often, you know, in fancy restaurants especially, you're sitting farther away from the person you're with than you are the person at the next table. Because tables tend to be long and narrow. So at any rate, I was sitting fairly close to the people who had just come in. And the waiter brings the amuse-bouche to them. And I grab his elbow and or the sleeve of his uniform and said, "Tell him who invented this." He never bats an eye. He said, "Edison." And for me, that's the quintessential story of waiters in New York, is that they're smart, they're funny, and they're really good at judging their audience. That for some reason he decided that saying something that was vaguely sacrilegious on one of the holiest days of the Christian calendar, he was going to be able to get away with, as opposed to the people who were sitting down by him, that he thought, wrong audience for this. So know your audience. But I don't think ever saying to a woman, "Wow, your rape bait," should ever be viewed as flattering. Because rape has nothing to do with sex. It has to do with power. And literally, and taking something, stealing. So, alrighty, this is not exact. I'm trying to figure out the transition, Manny, from this to talking about what people view as a long-term basis for staying together. Maybe not telling stupid jokes. Humor, I should probably mention, especially since we just had a call about an internet dating and being careful about humor. Humor is one of those things that is very context sensitive, and all of us have had the experience of telling a joke to someone that we thought we knew very well that they didn't like at all or took offense at. So understand that humor is very context sensitive, and a lot of humor has to do with either ethnicity, which you're allowed to tell on your own ethnicity, nobody else's, because one person's joke is another person's bigoted statement. Also, that you can hear in this particular case, I think this guy thought he was making a joke, and I didn't think it was the least bit funny. So be cautious about humor. Alrighty, having said that, what we asked the question, what's the most important factor in the success of a long-term relationship? Maybe not humor.
We'll start with Alan, and Alan says, beyond romance and sex, a couple should adore each other.
Well, that's an interesting concept, isn't it? He's saying, and it's interesting that it's from a man. He's saying, okay, there's sex and there's romance, which are not the same thing. But beyond that, there should be. See, I would add, although I love the word adore, it's just such a powerful word and such a powerful image. I would probably add like, which isn't nearly as powerful, but on a day-to-day practical basis may be almost as useful. Adoration suggests that you are lucky to be in that person's presence. Like says, with perhaps not as much intensity, the same thing. But I would agree. I think you and I, that Donald and I, are looking at the same phenomenon and perhaps describing it a little bit differently. Adoration presumably has that, because we adore. The word has a connotation of somebody who is bigger than life. Quite often, we adore. We talk about adoration in a religious context. So, but I think what he's getting at is probably the same thing, and he just said it more lyrically than I did.
Al says commitment applicable across all forms of long-term relationships and not just in marriage.
Okay, good point. And I would argue, especially when he expands it out beyond marriage, beyond the love, the sex, the adoration, the romance, is that in order to be committed to somebody, you have to know them well enough to be able to predict your response to them and their response to you. Now, you can't do it 100%. And there was a wonderful movie a bunch of years ago called Lovers and Other Strangers that had the notion that no matter how long you've been with somebody, how well you think you know them, you really don't. That's a different context. But the idea that, and that's why the concept of soulmate is so destructive. It's a shortcut to knowledge. And how can you commit until you know? And how long does it take to know? So good. It's one of those words that seems very straightforward, and it's a lot more complicated than people give it credit for being. But I agree. Okay, keep going.
Go to Tony next, and she says, choosing wisely and treating nicely. If you make a bad choice, there's not much hope of happiness.
Let's come back with that idea of choice, and choice at 20 as opposed to choice at 30, choice at 40, and what commitment means with respect to choice. 855-993-7569. You got something to talk with me about? Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about the most important factors in the success of a long-term relationship, and we've gotten a couple that are somewhat predictable, but not quite as simple as one would necessarily see at the beginning. Reread the last one for me, would you?
Sure. From Tony, and she says, choosing wisely and treating nicely. If you make a bad choice,
go ahead.
There's not much hope of happiness.
Again, choices, it's another reason why it's important to know somebody whatever that means before you commit to them. Because the things that we're looking for at the beginning of a relationship are quite often things like chemistry, which is certainly important, but how long does chemistry hold up? So you need to make sure, whether it's adoration or liking or shared values, that you have something beyond the initial baby-baby. There's nothing wrong with the initial baby-baby, but it doesn't last forever, and therefore, if you're making your choices exclusively on that, it's one of the reasons why I try to convince parents when they're talking with their kids about sex not to say you'll know when your love comes along, because you won't. You're going to confuse love and lust, especially if you're young and celibate. That the idea of all those little hormones bouncing around saying, whoa, baby, baby, nothing wrong with it, but it's not the same. It's not the basis on which you can necessarily, unless you're very lucky, base a long-term relationship. There need to be other factors that you take into consideration. And some people are very lucky, or some people have very minimal expectations, or some people have lives that are so separate that the overlap doesn't have to be very much. But for an awful lot of people, especially these days, we really look at marriage completely differently than any society ever has in the history of marriage. We demand much more for it. We live much longer. So therefore, to commit to it and to make the right choice, make sure you've given it enough time to figure out. And there's always the Margaret Mead view of the world, that she was married 6 different times to 5 different men. And her perspective was that you marry somebody when you're young for sex, then you marry somebody who is a good parent, has good genetic material when you want to have children, then you marry somebody who's a good provider when you want to send your kids to college, then you marry somebody who is a good companion when your kids are out of the house, then you marry somebody who has similar interests and similar energies, and then you marry somebody who will take care of you in your old age. And those, the idea that one person would embody all of those characteristics over 50 or 60 years, from her point of view, was unrealistic. I mean, I think that, and I know people who have long-term marriages. For our grandparents, it was much more the rule, but they also didn't live as long, and they had much more traditional role definitions. For our parents, I think, well, our parents were the generation that started to get unraveled a little bit. My generation is the one that completely unraveled, and my daughter's generation doesn't get married. I mean, they live together, and they view marriage as kind of a, you know, maybe a 7 to 10 year commitment, if that. They're waiting longer to have children. So we're, and what, about 15% of the population doesn't marry at all. It's still only true that I think the latest statistics are that about 65% of the population marries, and of that 65% married, that half get divorced, but of that half that get divorced, half of those get married again at least one more time. So, an interesting phenomenon of a relationship that everybody thinks they know. All right, keep going. So the idea being your choices depends on what you're looking for and when you're looking. And one other thing, that people are going to change, I mean, inevitably. And even people in a long-term relationship will tell you that they go through highs and lows. So the real question is, do you want to stay or do you want to go? Do you want to be in this relationship or not? And if you want to stay, then you figure out how to accommodate. If you want to go, then you go. But they're different issues. All right, 855-993-7569. Let's keep going, Manny.
Okay. Julie just says, say I love you every day.
And mean it.
Yeah. would help to mean it, right?
Yeah, yeah. With a certain amount of emotion.
Mark says, mutual working on the relationship every day.
True. True. That may be even more important than saying I love you, is showing that I love you by working on it. Relationships take work. If you took a job and said, okay, I'm never going to get any more skilled than I am today, I'm never going to put any more hours in, I'm never going to learn anything more about the job than I know today, I'm never going to do anything different than I'm doing today, you probably wouldn't expect to be at that job forever.
Let's see. Kathy says, love, morals, friendship, and respect.
love, morals, well, shared, I think at least a shared sense of what's important. I think if one person thinks that eating meat is okay and the other thinks that it's murder, you're going to have problems. So at least a shared notion of what the rules are, what's fair.
Lorraine says love, respect, communication, and commitment. Don't throw it away. Fix it.
Well, yeah, depending on, and certainly at some point when you run into some problems, asking what both of you want and what both of you are willing to give to make the relationship work. And you don't hear me say necessarily counseling, because I think counseling is very useful when both of you want to be in the relationship and you've run into a problem and you don't know how to solve it. Or that one person seems to have the answer about how to solve it and the other person doesn't agree with that solution. Then a therapist can be very useful. But if one person wants out and the other person wants in, you got a problem, Houston. That's not a therapeutic issue. The only reason to go into therapy is that both of you essentially want the same thing. Either both of you want to repair the marriage or both of you want out of the marriage and have to figure out how to do it. The commitment to stay or to go doesn't have to be identical, but it has to overlap. You can't go into therapy, one person a foot out the door, and the other clinging to that one foot. It won't work. It gives therapy a bad name.
Rebecca says the most important thing is honesty. Most relationships end because in the beginning, couples don't really tell how they feel. Everything gets real once the honeymoon phase is over. So being honest from the beginning about anything that irritates you about your spouse.
All right, let me sort of comment on that. Yes and no is my unequivocal answer. All right. Yes, faking things because you think will make the other person happy is never a very good idea. On the other hand, every relationship has got some compromise in it. And if you're not careful, you can make a relationship characterized by sniping. That somebody not refolding their napkin at the end of a meal. Is that worth fighting about? Nobody can tell you. If it's one of those things that's going to drive you nuts, then it probably is worth saying something about it. If it's one of those kind of minor irritations, you may notice that the minor irritations become more major when you're unhappy with each other. So I'm a great fan of weekly gripe sessions, because then you know you're never any more than 6 days away from talking about something, and it tends to decrease the sniping. You also have an opportunity to decide how important it is or isn't. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
How you doing, Dr. Brown?
I'm okay, John. How are you today?
Well, I've been better. But,
all right, let's see what we can do to regain your equilibrium. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, I'll give just a brief history. I've been a horrible husband. My wife and I have been married for 11 years and together 14, and I was unfaithful numerous times early on in our marriage, and we got through a lot of that stuff, and within the past couple of months she has met somebody else that she's fallen in love with and now is contemplating divorcing me.
Is she still with you?
Yes, we still live in the same house and sleep in the same bed somewhat. Sometimes, you know, she'll sleep on the couch or whatever, but for the most part, we, you know, sleep in the same bed.
Do the two of you have children?
Yes, we have my daughter is 10 and my son is 7.
When did you get this epiphany that maybe you need to change your ways?
Well, actually, that came about for me about 2 years ago. None of the things that I did ever never made me happy. I don't know why I did some of the things I did. In fact, I mean, there's some addictions there that, you know, I'm dealing with and going through counseling and stuff as far as you know, sexual addictions and things like that. And about 2 years ago, I just was tired. I stopped hanging around with the friends that encouraged that behavior and things like that. I stopped going out.
So you changed your behavior 2 years ago?
Yes, ma'am.
But she's found this new person. How recently has she found this new person?
Within the last couple, two and a half months.
Has she slept with him, or do you know?
She spent the night at his house.
Would certainly suggest that he is. So, what is she saying at this moment? Is she saying she's confused, or that she wants to be with him, or what?
I'll tell you because I get kind of a double message. At one time, like we had a discussion on Monday, and at one time, you know, she's saying, you know, I don't know why you keep fighting for me. I love somebody else. And then in the same breath, she'll turn around and she'll be like, John, I just don't know.
All right. So, how old are you?
I'm 34.
And how old is she?
She's 35.
What's the question to me?
Am I reading too much into?
I don't think the two of you should be living together at this moment.
Right.
Because what you're doing is giving her tacit permission to spend the night with him whenever she feels like it, which
right.
is going to break your heart. Giving her a message that says whatever you want is okay with me, which presumably it is not. So
right.
I think at this moment I would say to her, I want to fight for this marriage. I love you. I've changed my ways. I want us to do some counseling together. I want us to raise our children together. But I understand that you're conflicted right now, and it's really hard for me with the history that we've had together to compete with a brand new sexy relationship that is completely unencumbered by any sort of unpleasantness in the past. So I think what you should do is move out, see the kids whenever you want to, and decide what you want to do. If it were up to me, you would see neither of us and decide what you really want, but I can't run your life. But I don't want to be a passive participant in adultery here, even though I know that you tolerated mine. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think maybe if you'd pulled the plug on, I wouldn't say that, but I think if she'd made you choose earlier, you might have awakened earlier, but I don't think what you're doing is going to work.
Right.
The notion that if I just stick around, if I'm charming, then she'll choose me.
Right.
It's very hard, as you know, I'm sort of alluding to compete with a brand new relationship. But if she understands that she can't have both of you, that she really does need to make some decisions, I think that's the better shot that you have, because if, in fact, she decides for him, at least if you're not around babysitting while she's doing it, then the two of you will be less, you'll be less angry with one another about co-parenting your children. And if she decides for you that this is just kind of a passing fancy, you've got a much better shot if you haven't sat around while she's spending the night with him. So I think the two of you need to separate, and you need to say to her, I love you dearly, this is breaking my heart, but I want to be fair to both of us and to the kids. And if you're feeling like you're in love with somebody else, I think you should not be in this household, not see me. You can see the kids whenever you want. We'll sort it out and take the time that you need, and whether it's a legal separation or not, it depends on the state that you're in and what your financial situations are and whether it makes any sense. But I think you sitting around waiting for her to come to her senses doesn't make any sense, even though I know you did.
Right.
I don't think it's very profitable for either of you.
Right. Now, in doing that, because she's not in a position where she can, you know, financially be on her own. I mean,
but that's one of the issues about, I don't know whether he's willing to support it or not. I mean, that's one of the things, part of why people work on relationships when they get, you know, when they get bored or unhappy or whatever, is because economically they can't do anything else.
Right.
And I think that's a perfectly, I mean, marriage, among other things, is a financial institution. But don't make it easy for her to do something you don't want her to do, and that's what you're doing.
Right.
And if the issue is finances, then maybe the two of you, maybe she gets more of a job. I don't know. But I think the two of you need to sit there. I certainly wouldn't condone adultery, which is essentially what you're doing, even though I know she did it. But I think that it was stupid for her to do it as well as for you to do it.
Yeah.
But this doesn't make any sense. And you're not going to achieve what you want, which is her opting for you.
Right. Right,
you want her to be with you because she wants to be with you, not because the other guy, you know, who knows? I mean, I don't want to put ideas in either of your head, but I think sure. the way that you need to do it is to say to her, I love you like crazy, and I'm really sorry, I'm repenting, but this isn't going to work for me. Sitting around watching, and I'm sure it broke your heart when you sat around watching me do stupid things. I think you need to go off by yourself and decide what you want, and if it's me, then he can't be in your life, and if it's him, then the children will be in your life, but I will not. You can see that whole issue here about do I stay or do I go. You can see that whole issue about conscious or unconscious revenge, which we talked about last hour, of, okay, you did this to me at some point, I can do it to you. And again, it's not necessarily conscious. Thank you, Freud, for helping us understand that we really do have motives that will affect our behavior, which we're not completely aware or sometimes not even vaguely aware. It's part of the point of therapy. But to also figure out what you want and making sure that you're not moving against your own best interest. And you can see when we're talking about that whole issue of what's the basis for good long-term relationships, that this one sort of broken a bunch of the rules. But and also my point, if you don't do therapy, if one person wants to go and one person wants to stay, but why would you allow someone to stay, pay their bills, and have them spend the night at your rival's home? You don't have to be punitive, but you don't have to be a doormat either. The assumption being that, well, if I'm nice enough, that she'll opt for me. And that quite often is not the case, number one. And number two, even if they do, at some point the doormat usually gets fed up and says, I'm tired of being stomped on. So, relationship's not easy, folks. Which is, I guess, the point. All right, let's go back to people's notion about how to keep a good relationship or how to find a good relationship, how to assess whether it's a good relationship, and how to keep it going.
Wendy says, trust, because once it's broken, it's like dropping a crystal vase or vase. you say tomato, I say tomato.
Vase, yeah.
She goes on to say, one can say they're sorry, but the vase is still broken, as is trust. If you love someone, treat them like you do, not the opposite, ever.
Well, and let me just go and comment about that issue of trust, because I get asked a lot, if once trust is breached, can the relationship ever be put back together? And my answer is, yeah, if both people want it to be, if the person who broke the trust can explain, number one, why it happened and how it'll never happen again and what's in it for the betrayed party should it happen again. Because then you get at least a firm basis on which to go forward. If the person says, well, I don't know, I dump them. Because if they don't know, they're not taking any responsibility for it, and there's certainly no guarantee it will never happen again. And even if they say that it will never happen again and they know why they did it, that sort of third caveat of what's in it for me, and as many of you know who listen to the program, I evolved that on the fly with a woman who was calling on the way to a meeting with the lawyers for the dissolution for the divorce of a marriage that was 25 years in duration, and her husband had been a serial cheat. And she said he'd called her that morning and said, give me one more chance. And I said, what does he value as much as anything in his life? And he said, his boat. I said, well, you've got the lawyers there anyway. If he'll sign an affidavit that says, should he ever cheat again, you get the boat, no questions asked. If he'll go along with that, you've at least got a shot. If he says no, or let me think about it, I divorce him because he's not committed to the idea of monogamy. He is committed to his boat. He's committed to being a captain, not a marriage partner. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in search. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's continue our February month of love about what's the most important factor in the success of a long-term relationship. And as many of you pointed out, you don't necessarily even need to look at a romantic relationship or a marital relationship, that a lot of the factors that you're talking about would have to do with friendship, would have to do with a business partnership, would have to do with neighboring relationships. So it's amazing how much the criteria for long-term anything requires some trust, some commitment, some self-knowledge, some time. Keep going.
Jen says respect, communication, commitment, and liking each other.
Yeah, I think liking is really important. Love is one of those things that you love somebody without paying a whole lot of attention. There's almost, people talk about the idea that they were together in a different life or that they knew instantly. Liking is a much more intellectual response that's almost a checklist. I also think we tend to like in other people what we like about ourselves and dislike in other people what we dislike about ourselves. So in the long term, like may be a more flexible and viable basis for a relationship than love. I'm not suggesting that people get involved in romantic relationships without some sense of passion, but the idea that that we actually like somebody, that we like talking with them, we like the same kinds of things, we appreciate their political stance or their moral stance or their religious stance or their culinary taste, may be a more flexible basis for growth and for change and for compromise than the other L word, which is not lust, it's love. All right, keep going.
Francis just says Alzheimer's.
There was a great, I guess it was a short story that I read in New York Magazine probably 20 years ago about a woman who was desperately, and that's the appropriate word, in love with a man who was a cheat. And he taught at a college campus, and so there was always a fresh supply of young undergraduate women for him to seduce. And she was miserable, and she wouldn't divorce him. And she said every night that she prayed that he would cling only to her, that she would be the most important person in his life, and he would abandon all others. And he got Alzheimer's, so he was completely dependent on her. His face lit up when she walked into the room. And I don't know if the end of the story was that she was happy or felt trapped, but it was an interesting perspective about being careful what you wish for and thinking through what you're really wishing for.
Bill says, finding a woman who allows you to treat her like a queen, not one that is determined to be king.
Well, Bill, we may need to define our terms a little more carefully here. That, I mean, if you're the consort to Queen Elizabeth, you probably have a slightly different perspective and role than if you're the King of Sweden. So maybe we need some clarity about exactly how queens are treated and how kings are treated, because it's going to be something more than sexual politics, it sounds to me. Or maybe it's not. Maybe in your case, that's what it is. May need to define your terms a bit more specifically.
Liz says separate lives.
I know an awful lot of people whose marriages survive on exactly that context. And they either come together over the children or the grandchildren or the real estate. But I know successful marriages, at least they view them as successful. People don't even live in the same country. Depends what you want. And being clear about what you want. And I think honesty, I did want to comment on that, that if we're honest about everything all the time, we're going to spend an awful lot of time looking back over our shoulders. And there are things, for example, the question to, do these jeans make my butt look big? Honesty is not necessarily the first choice. Lying about it, especially if at some point you're going to truth about it, may not be a good choice either. But sometimes they're just between honesty and duplicity is silence. And sometimes silence is a perfectly good option. But I mean, if we're honest with everybody, for example, if you're having sex with somebody and you say, "What are you thinking about?" and they say, "The Super Bowl," is that honesty really going to get you any place very helpful except sleeping on the couch? So honesty is one of those terms that sounds like a very good idea. Duplicity is often a problem because you have to remember what you said. But honesty may be one of those oversold virtues. Sometimes silence is kinder, more useful, depending on how important the issue is. All right, keep going.
Amy says, trust, honesty, and patience.
Being patient, not a bad idea. And kindness can get you through an awful lot of just asking yourself, if the roles were reversed, how would I deal with it?
Christine says, staying appreciative of each other, saying thank you, and working together.
Yep. The issue of, do I want to stay in this relationship or do I want to be out of it? If you want to stay, then you work at it and you are kinder and you are polite and you remind yourself about why you got involved with that person in the first place. Going through, for example, early picture albums of your marriage can be incredibly valuable of just reminding yourself how important the two of you were at one point to each other and the characteristics that you valued. And it's, again, not only in marriage. I have a friend who did an enormous kindness for me at one point. And it just, she could probably burn my house down and I would still forgive her, just because at that point, that kindness was so important to me that it any time I would get aggravated with her, I would just remind myself of it, and it would smooth everything out, and it would get me back to that quiet, patient place of just reminding myself that nobody's perfect, but that there are people who just are incredibly valuable to us, and hopefully they continue to be. But history is not negligible.
Jennifer says, kindness, empathy, the ability to let things go, a sense of humor and love. Also, keep their tummy happy and have sex often.
I think that probably covers everything. There is a book that was written about, I think it was the 365 days of sex or something, that suggested that was really a path to a positive marriage. And there was something happened. I think the people who wrote it were a husband and wife who actually divorced. But it did have some interesting kind of notions. And I mean, obviously the downside is that it becomes habitual. It's not that it, and sometimes things that are habitual are not necessarily very passionate. But the idea of a physical closeness. I remember when I was thinking about getting married, somebody said to me, "Well, the key to a good marriage is never go to bed angry." And as a very young woman and very young bride, I really tried to do that. But it's not the world's easiest thing to do. And sometimes you just feel like you need to hang on to that anger. But just reminding yourself that you're not going to get a good night's sleep. It's not very valuable. And I can remember staying awake till wee hours trying to get things worked out. And it worked more often than it didn't. So all those rules are useful. We'll get there. I think there's gobs more, so we'll probably get back to them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.